The Law of Success by Napoleon Hill, narrated by Peter Coates. Dedicated to Andrew Carnegie, who suggested the writing of the course, and to Henry Ford, whose astounding achievements form the foundation for practically all of the 16 lessons of the course, and to Edwin C. Barnes, a business associate of Thomas A. Edison, whose close personal friendship over a period of more than 15 years served to help the author carry on in the face of a great variety of adversities and much temporary defeat met with in organizing the course. Who said it could not be done, and what great victories has he to his credit which qualify him to judge others accurately? Napoleon Hill. Lesson 16. The Golden Rule. You can do it if you believe you can. With this lesson, we approach the apex of the pyramid of this course on the Law of Success. This lesson is the guiding star that will enable you to use profitably and constructively the knowledge assembled in the preceding lessons. There is more power wrapped up in the preceding lessons of this course than most men could trust themselves with. Therefore, this lesson is a governor that will, if observed and applied, enable you to steer your ship of knowledge over the rocks and reefs of failure that usually beset the pathway of all who suddenly come into possession of power. For more than 25 years, I have been observing the manner in which men behave themselves when in possession of power, and I have been forced to the conclusion that the man who attains it, in any other than by the slow step-by-step process, is constantly in danger of destroying himself and all whom he influences. It must have become obvious to you, long before this, that this entire course leads to the attainment of power of proportions which may be made to perform the seemingly impossible. Happily, it becomes apparent that this power can only be attained by the observance of many fundamental principles, all of which converge in this lesson, which is based upon a law that both equals and transcends in importance every other law outlined in the preceding lessons. Likewise, it becomes apparent to the thoughtful student that this power can endure only by faithful observance of the law upon which this lesson is based, wherein lies the safety valve that protects the careless student from the dangers of his own follies, and protects also those whom he might endanger if he tried to circumvent the injunction laid down in this lesson. To prank with the power that may be attained from the knowledge wrapped up in the preceding lessons of this course, without a full understanding and strict observance of the law laid down in this lesson, is the equivalent of pranking with a power which may destroy as well as create. I am speaking.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?